A new axis of evil.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Germs, viruses, pandemics. The White House declares war on a new enemy today, an invisible but deadly one called the superflu. Later this morning, President Bush unveils the nation's strategy for dealing with a major flu outbreak, whether it be bird flu or some other strain. As Marketplace's Cheryl Glazer reports, this could be a financial and logistical headache.
One of the toughest jobs will be coordination. The feds will have to work with state, local, and foreign governments, as well as the private sector, on everything from stockpiling vaccines to lining up hospital beds. The Senate's already approved $8 billion to help pay for a national flu plan. But that's not enough, says Linda Rosenstock, dean of UCLA's School of Public Health.
The $8 billion seems like a large number, but if you break it down right now, over $6 billion of that is going to vaccine preparedness as well as to antiviral medications.
She says the White House could get more bang for its buck by monitoring potential outbreaks and fighting the bird flu in the third world. Meanwhile, some companies could get a financial boost from all the focus on the flu. Vaccine makers could see the biggest gains. Companies like Aventis, Glaxo, and Chiron, which just yesterday was bought out by Novartis. I'm Cheryl Glazer for Marketplace.
Telecom giant Qwest Communications might phone in a settlement today for shareholder lawsuits. Several reports say the company will agree to a $400 million deal to wrap up most of the litigation. Denver-based Qwest is recovering from a scandal over its merger with U.S. West 5 years ago. The settlement covers some old execs, but not the former CEO and CFO. The SEC sued them earlier this year. The FCC says it's okay for SBC to take over AT&T and for Verizon to team up with MCI. Besides being alphabetically challenged, will you and I approve? Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
You've come a long way, baby bells. The Telecom Act of 1996 set up the rules of competition between long-distance and local phone companies. These latest acquisitions have local services out on top, buying up their long-distance rivals. Telecom analyst Jeff Kagan says this means a major growth spurt for the baby bells.
These mergers allow the baby bells that have been limited to operating just within their regions to now expand nationwide.
Kagan says the new struggle will be between cable and phone companies. He says they're racing to offer the most competitive packages of phone, cable, and internet services. Though some consumer groups call the deals anti-competitive, Kagan says fierce competition between baby bells and cable companies should mean new products and good prices. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
You don't need a ride to the office when your ride is the office. Ford unveils a new truck today that has wireless mobile in it, plus a touchscreen computer. The automaker plans to add things like credit card scanners and digital cameras. Now, if they just add a microphone, we could do Marketplace from a pickup truck. A drop in oil, some merger news gave Wall Street a lift Monday. The Dow gained 37 points to 10,440. The S&P 500 was up 8 to finish at 1207. The NASDAQ climbed 30 points to 2120. But look for a reversal today because of a profit warning from Dell. This is Marketplace. The NBA kicks off its season tonight. One team will be playing a home game 700 miles from home. The New Orleans Hornets have a deal with Oklahoma City. And as Brian Watt reports, it's a good one.
Oklahoma City has offered up an arena, rent-free, plus office space and housing for 100 team employees. But it's the city's financial promise to the Hornets that really made the deal a slam dunk. If the team doesn't bring in $40 million this season, the city, state, and some private investors will pay the Hornets up to $10 million. None of this surprises Kenneth Shropshire, director of the Wharton Sports Business Initiative, especially when a city is trying to raise its profile.
There are only a few professional sports franchises, and cities will go sometimes to great extremes to make sure they have one.
With a deal this sweet, what remains to be seen is whether the Hornets will ever want to go back home. I'm Brian Watt from Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. By Mellon Financial Corporation. Helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. a financial services organization, providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services. Thrivent.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Over the past 4 years, government spending has increased more than 30%. Now the House is looking to cut $50 billion from the federal budget, but economist and commentator Susan Lee says that should only be the beginning.
After 4 years of schmoozing and snoozing, House lawmakers have suddenly sprung into action. Well, I'm underwhelmed. The sum $50 billion that Congress wants to cut from the budget over the next 5 years is just a pinprick compared to what we need to cut. That's because all those numbers Republicans use to show how our budget deficit is falling aren't really showing the whole picture. Sure, over the short term, we're doing fine, but their calculations include two sources of revenue that are going to dry up in the next 5 years or so. One is the Social Security surplus. Right now, that surplus we collect in taxes is pouring about $150 billion a year into government coffers. But we all know that the surplus starts to disappear after the first boomers begin to retire in 2011. And all that lucre from the sneaky alternative minimum tax is also deceptive. Yeah, we'll collect more than $100 billion by 2010, but that tax, meant to tax the rich but now increasingly snagging the middle class, will disappear too. Congress is talking seriously about abolishing the AMT. The unpleasant truth is that without these sources of revenue, the budget deficit would really be 5% of GDP. That's a dangerous number, and it makes congressional cuts look like chump change. Without drastic action, taxpayers will be looking at a massive tax increase down the road. Luckily, there is something we can do right now, and that's get serious about cutting spending. Just as lucky, Congress itself has provided many big fat targets. Remember that farm bill that passed in 2002? Abolish it and save tens of billions of dollars in subsidies. Or how about downsizing the corporate tax bill passed in 2004? That would save tens of billions of dollars in corporate welfare. Let's not forget this year's 5,000 earmarks for special transportation projects, or the energy bill with billions of dollars of needless breaks. These kinds of porky pig programs are part of the legislative extravaganza that drove government spending up. Sure, Congress might squeal about it, but why not revisit these major oinks? Lawmakers, prove you're not just pigs in lipstick. Do it.
Susan Lee is an economist and consultant in New York. Your feedback is always welcome. You can email us, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.